Governor Sarah Palin today followed through on her threat to veto federal stimulus money for energy conservation projects. The governor is giving up more than $28 million from the U.S. Department of Energy. Karen Rehfeld is the state's budget director. She says Palin is concerned the money would be attached to a condition that Palin advocate for building codes in local communities. Rehfeld says the governor would not have to require the codes be adopted.
Her concern is that she does not want to have to assure the U.S. Department of Energy that she is going to actively promote the adoption of a statewide code, or I mean a local code that meets these standards, because she feels strongly that that is a local government decision.
Democratic Senator Mark Begich, who voted for the stimulus package, said in a statement today, the notion about some onerous federal mandate seems to be little more than a political red herring targeted at an agenda other than Alaska's. Quote, Palin backed down from her initial pledge to reject a third of the $1 billion stimulus package Congress offered the state. Today's veto of the energy funds came as part of other minor cuts to $11 billion in spending the legislature approved during this year's session. Four of 11 capital projects vetoed by Palin today were in southeast Alaska. The governor removed two projects in Sitka and one in Ketchikan that were to be funded by cruise ship head taxes. She also reduced the amount of money available for another Ketchikan head tax project. The legislature funded about 50 cruise ship projects this year. Rehfeld says that was more than Palin wanted.
Ketchikan and Sitka had some other projects in the budget, and we feel that these ones can wait in the fund, be considered in the next budget cycle. I know that through Senate Finance and House Finance both, they're very interested in looking at sort of the policy direction for how we actually decide what projects go into the budget, and we would look forward to that.
Sitka lawmaker Bert Stedman oversaw development of the capital budget as co-chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. He says the vetoes save no money because the head tax funds will simply sit in an account until they're spent.
Sitka and Ketchikan are two of the five main communities that the visitors from the cruise ships stop by. I think when we look at the allocation of head tax among those two communities, particularly Sitka, those two communities have definitely been shorted in their share of the head tax money. And this is just going to exacerbate that issue.
Most of the cruise ship projects funded by the legislature remain in the capital budget. They range from a ship tie-up system in Hoonah to restrooms in Haines to railroad station improvements in Wasilla. The legislature has the authority to override the governor's vetoes at the start of their next session, scheduled for January of 2010, but leaders have previously indicated that they are unlikely to do that.